It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everybody. Good morning and welcome to the United Stands. I'm Mark Goldbridge and this is your latest Manchester United transfer news as we get a huge update from Fabrizio Romano on Victor Gyökeres to Manchester United. Could it happen? I really hope it's going to happen. We've also got a bit of insight ourselves around what a lot of people are thinking around this deal and why it could happen to Manchester United. We've also got a goalkeeping update. There may be another striker coming in. We'll give you the latest on that as well. We've got the latest on the midfield situation. Boo-hoo. Some people not very happy about the update we had yesterday, but it's still true, whether you like it or not, around Mainoo and Casemiro. We'll talk about that as well. Lots to get into on the show, and we're going to fly straight into this Gyökeres update from Fabrizio Romano. I have been saying this for a while, that obviously Ben Jacobs has been very good on Gyökeres, and I trust that information. Nobody else has really led on it. But Fabrizio Romano giving an update that's come out this morning, which I think just validates everybody's hope that we can do something with this deal. Now, I'm going to read that out in a minute because I read it on X/Twitter. But you could be part of something very exciting for this community today. If you don't follow me on X, please do give me a follow this morning because we're on 999,600. Which means we're 400 away from a million followers on X, which is just incredible. It's another big landmark for this community. Whether it's 2 million subscribers on YouTube, the biggest Man United fan content provider in the world, a million followers on X could be happening today. So if you are on X Twitter, please do click the link in the video description or in the live chat and give us a follow. We might be able to do that whilst we're live on the show. So get involved with that. But this is from X. And I will give a shout out as to where I read it as well, at UTD Truthful. So, these are direct words from Fabrizio Romano. Gyökeres was keen to move to Manchester United before the Europa League final, before they didn't qualify for the Champions League. However, he is still open to assessing all options and it's not Champions League or nothing. United will have the chance to sign him, but it depends on sales. Now, I think that is a very, very big significant update. And I'll tell you why. Because many people might have remembered that forgot this in the Estoril, I suppose, from the Europa League final against Spurs. But Fabrizio, in the hours leading up to that final, literally said that Manchester United have got a really good chance of getting Gyökeres. There's strong interest and he's interested in United. There's not really been an update from Romano since then, to be honest. So this is significant as to where we are because, as I said, we've had other people saying stuff, but where we are is that, whether you like it or not, Fabrizio Romano and David Ornstein are the two most trusted sources around Manchester United for a very good reason. They were brilliant last year because the club gave them the information and nothing really will change this year. I mean, I know there's people out there that think that they're getting the information, but I still think it will be Romano and Ornstein this summer. So when Fabrizio is basically saying that Gyökeres was open to joining Man United if we'd won the Europa League and got Champions League football, that verifies what we knew a couple of weeks ago. But this is new information that he's still open to assessing all options. And it's not just about having the Champions League. United have got a chance of signing him. So we are still in it. We still do have a chance. So I think that Vishal, if you don't want to be here, I'll just block you, mate. I'm not in the mood for toxic idiots, to be honest with you. Had enough of it yesterday. Wayne Robinson is gone as well. People saying it's not an update. Look, if you don't want to be here because you're, you know, you're negative people, just go. I had this yesterday about Casemiro and Maino, and I'll tell you again, Man United need to move somebody on if they want to buy a midfielder. You know, you can be in your Maino fan club, you can be in Casemiro fan club. It's information and it's true. And this is information and it's true from Fabrizio Romano on a morning show. He hasn't said this before. So you can say no news, no update, but he hasn't said this before. And some of us see this as significant information. If you don't just go. You don't have to be here. Nobody forces you to get up in the morning at 10 o'clock and watch the United stand. Some of us actually enjoy the community. Some of us actually enjoy what we've built over the last 10 years. And some of us are actually interested by the fact that Fabrizio Romano is giving an update, factually, that he hasn't given before about Gyökeres, that Gyökeres is open to a move to Manchester United without Champions League football, and United need to raise the money. Now, I understand that Ben Jacobs has said that, and you've got to give credit to Ben, but as I explained to some of you low IQ people before I said it, yes, I respect what Ben Jacobs has said, and yes, I respect what other people have said, but it doesn't escape from the fact that Fabrizio Romano and David Ornstein are the two people that lead on Manchester United news. So we can believe others, but when Fabrizio and David Ornstein say it, it gives far more validity and weight to those people who go, I won't, like myself, who won't believe it until we hold up the shirt. So when I see Fabrizio Romano saying that Gyökeres is still open to a move to Manchester United without Champions League football, that to me pushes the needle closer towards that I'll believe it when he's holding up the shirt and makes it more likely that he will be holding up the shirt. And if you had some patience, you might just wait for the story to be completed, because what I'm about to tell you here, maybe you do know because, you know, you're so bloody such a bunch of know-it-alls. And I'm not talking about everybody. I'm talking about the toxic minority. You better get a comfy cushion and sit down, because you're going to get sat down because you've jumped in too early. The second part to the story, which you don't know because this is live, is that with all English bookmakers, we are odds-on favourites to sign Gyökeres, and they very rarely get it wrong. So let me just read through some of them. Bet365, Manchester United favourites to sign Gyökeres. Ladbrokes, Manchester United favourite to sign Gyökeres. And not just favourites, we're odds-on to sign him. Liverpool are second at 6-1, and Arsenal are third. Liverpool are third at 6-1, and Arsenal are second at 3-1. Bet Victor, we are odds on. Arsenal and Liverpool are 5-1. Bet MGM, Liverpool and Arsenal 5-1. Man United odds on. So we are Coral, Man United odds on. Liverpool 6-1. Arsenal 3-1. So we are the standout favourites by quite a considerable distance, with the vast majority of UK bookmakers to sign Gyökeres as of this moment. And that is significant, because for the last few weeks, it has been Arsenal. Now, obviously, I wouldn't say run home, stick a bet on, or believe just what's happening with that. But for somebody who has been watching football and the transfer window for over 40 years, it's not very often, and I don't know whether Ron McCormack's in here, it's not very often that the bookmakers get it that wrong. So I think where we are this morning with the Romano update and what's happening with the bookmakers and what's happened in the last couple of days from people like Ben Jacobs, I would say this deal for Gyökeres is there to be done for Manchester United. It's about how aggressive we want to be. And obviously, we're focused on Mbeumo at the moment, and I don't know why. I don't know why we're not focusing on this deal as a priority, but it certainly looks like it is a deal that can be done. No, sell to buy is such bullshit. Buy someone now. You have the rest of the summer to secure sales, says Rory. They'd just be scared they won't be able to sell Rashford, Sancho, etc., says Rory C. Well, I'm not going to get into it on this show. We're here to the news, so I'll talk about it on the 8 o'clock show. Do you think there's a gentleman's agreement, says Dave? I think there's a lot of, I think it's very quiet around Gyökeres, but I think that is probably because of Arsenal. I think Arsenal were the favourites to get Gyökeres, but may have gone for Sesko. As I said on the show last night, if we're second choice, I don't really care as long as we get him. Cunha, Mbeumo and Gyökeres on paper is surely the best front three in the league, says Tony Marshall. I think you might be stretching a little bit, but I'm trying to think what a better front three there is. Ignore the haters. Thank you for making our morning, says Trader NJ. Not going to lie, been bouncing around Leicester last 2 weeks with a twinkle in my eye with new United top on. Big up all the reds, says Garfield. Mark, can you sit down and make a video assessing Gyökeres and exactly what you see in him? Also saw you in New York, but didn't want to bother you, says Max. You should have bothered me. It would have been fine. Xavier gifted a membership. And good morning, United Stan family. Been waiting all morning for the show, says Lee Willoughby. Good morning to Lee. And Garfield, Chicken Boy, thanks for being a member for 23 months. And Jan has been a member for, he's a new member now. Thank you very much. I think that's significant. I do. I know it's the weekend and I understand that we sometimes have to deal with the toxic minority, I know. But I've been doing this for a very long time. I think a lot of you have been doing it for a very long time. And I think this is significant movement towards Gyökeres. A deal that I don't, you know, normally I'd go, 90% it's going to happen. This to me is too important to be, you know, guessing or, you know, I've got a feeling it's going to happen. I don't have a feeling it's going to happen. I'm just following the news on this one because I want it to happen so much. And I think a lot of you are in the similar boat to that. But yeah, look, I agree. Ben Jacobs said all of this anyway. But Fabrizio Romano coming out and saying it means he's got that information as well. And obviously, you know, we're favourites to sign him with the bookies and multiple bookies as well because Arsenal are drifting away. I don't like the fact that Liverpool might be drifting in, but look, this would be a major scoop for Manchester United. We've got no right to make this signing. He's one of the best strikers in Europe, factually, and we're not going to be in Europe. So we shouldn't be able to do this deal. If we can do this deal, then it would be incredible. And it's moving in the right direction, but let's just hold our horses and see what happens. But if I was United, I'd be doing this deal now. If we've got a chance of doing this deal, I'd be doing it now, which makes me think, has Gyökeres said, I just want to see what my options are? Is he holding out for something else? I don't know. We'll have to just follow the story. With regards to Mbeumo, that deal could happen anytime. It feels to me like it could be a Donny van der Beek Saturday. Here we go. I'm not going to say that it is. I've got no information that it is, but it just feels that it's very close. It feels like that's the next update, really. But we are negotiating with Brentford. That could still take a couple of weeks. It could take a couple of days. But it feels like that deal is just, we're just waiting for that final, you know, here we go, which I think is something everybody really, really wants. Interestingly, Corriere dello Sport in Italy this morning are reporting Manchester United's interest in Jonathan David. Now, he is meant to be going to Napoli, which makes this story quite interesting. It also links Barcelona to him as well. But basically says that Jonathan David would prefer a move to the Premier League with Manchester United, Barcelona, and I can't remember who the other club were interested in bringing him in. I mean, look, it's really difficult with Italian reports to take them seriously because sometimes they're right and sometimes they're wrong. I would imagine for this to happen, I mean, would that mean we miss out on Gyökeres? Would that mean we sell Rasmus and have Jonathan David as the backup striker? I'm not sure he would like to do that. I agree with Vlada. It's probably just to boost Napoli's offer. Yeah, I mean, there seems to be around Jonathan David, reading between the lines, it seems to be that the contract's been run down purposely and it's about earning as much money as possible for the agent and the player, because he's not a free transfer. I mean, a free agent could go for huge money, absolutely huge money to a club, because you might get 15 million for your agent, you might get 15 million for yourself, and then you might get 250 grand a week, in which case it's costing the club that does that deal 30 million. So look at Erling Haaland. Man City didn't pay £70 million for Erling Haaland, and yet they did. But we all know they didn't. We all know they paid a hell of a lot more than 70 million release clause to Dortmund. There was tens of millions of pounds going around in the background, which I don't think have ever been released. But it's well known that there was a lot of money going around there. So it isn't necessarily just a free transfer. But I don't believe that story. I think we're probably just being used as was said there. But I certainly think we do need two strikers. Keel Robinson says, 2 months ago, we laughed at the concept of getting Gyökeres. Now we are favourites. This is news. Thank you very much, Keel. I'd be so excited to get Gyökeres, but adding Cunha and Mbeumo also gives options to play in different ways, e.g. split striker and packing the midfield more. Amrim is more flexible than people think, says James. Thank you very much, James. Where do you think we can realistically finish if we get this deal over the line with Gyökeres? And what other deals do you think we need to get top four, says Jordan? That's a great question, and it will lead into something else shortly. Just on free transfers, though, I think it would be remiss not to mention this in a news show, because we've actually done shows where we spoke about this player coming to Man United in January and a couple of times across the last few months. Angel Gomez, also a free player, leaving Lille to go to Marseille. And I think it would be wrong. I think it's good to revisit stories that we've maybe spent time talking about in the past, because ultimately not every story that links to United actually happens. In fact, a lot don't. There was a lot of people in the live chat and in the comments section saying that they would bring Angel Gomez back. For me, it was always a no. And I know for a lot of you, it was always a no. I just didn't feel like he stood out enough to come back to Manchester United. I think the attraction was the fact that he's free. But look, if he's going to Marseille after Lille, I mean, I think that sort of shows you that there wasn't a hell of a lot of Premier League interest in him anyway. But look, obviously not featuring for Manchester United as an option. Much the same as Cherki. I think that Cherki's going to sign for Man City. Obviously, he's another player that's been mentioned in this chat specifically a lot. Definitely a talented player, but certainly overhyped, in my opinion. And I saw all the Twitter stuff yesterday about certain people saying he was better than Mbappe and stuff like this. I think he's a talented player, but I'll tell you what, I've seen R9. I've seen Mbappe. I've seen Messi. I've seen Ronaldo. I've seen Vinicius Jr. I've seen Dembele. And I've seen Cherki. And I tell you what, he's nowhere near the level of those players I've just mentioned. Whether Pep can make him that at Man City, look, very, very interesting. Phil Foden at times has looked like one of the world's best attacking midfielders under Pep Guardiola in a team full of talent. I'm sure Cherki will go there and do well. But I trust Amrim, and he obviously prefers Mbeumo and Cunha. And I've got to be honest, I'm not going to be a hypocrite here. Do I want Cherki, a young up-and-coming player who's got a bit of flair and a bit of attitude? Or do I want Mbeumo and Cunha, who are Premier League proven in their mid-20s, who are ready to step up and achieve in their prime? We need the latter. We don't need the former. I don't need another young player with attitude and ability. I need a couple of players who are ready to come into this team and lead from the start. That's not taking anything away from Cherki. It's just that I don't think he's what Man United need, and I agree with Amrim on that. And that doesn't mean he's not talented. That doesn't mean he won't end up being a good player at Man City. But hopefully he'll end up playing in the National League.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hello, Mark. I know it's not related to United, but will you watch the final tomorrow? Yes, I'm going to do that tomorrow. I just need to know what time the kickoff is. Mohammed. M. Finn, welcome to the Members Club. Thank you very much. Do you want to Stegen? Barca want to sell him, but he wants to stay, says Nicholas. I mean, he's better than Onana. Would you be tempted to bring Dan James back? My mate Walker thinks it's a great idea. I keep telling him he's an idiot. We should go in for Cunha, says Matt B. But we've got Cunha. And your mate is an idiot. Yeah, Dan James is not coming back to Manchester United. Going back to what Jordan Taylor said about where we can realistically finish if we get the deal over the line with Gyökeres, and what other deals do you think we need to get to the top? Matt says, Glinios out, but credit to Ineos should be due regarding our current financials and transfers thus far. New front three within 10 days, we are moving. Well, credit, I mean, look, I'm not here to fall out with people about the Glazers and Ineos, and I'm not here to give credit to Sir Jim Ratcliffe either. We're 1 week into a transfer window, and you know, it pains me to say this, but some of our fans are really, really naive. Like, the club is £1 billion in debt, but you're pulling, you're knocking one out because we've bought a couple of players that we should be buying. I mean, it's irritating. It's irritating to everybody that wants change at our football club. It's irritating to everybody that doesn't like this ownership, that you sign a couple of players and suddenly they're cooking. You know, and I understand why there are aggregators out there who basically are on the payroll of the Glazers, who pump out this toxic positivity for you lot to swallow. But you need to open your eyes and ears a little bit more. Manchester United are the Real Madrid of England. We are the Bayern Munich of England. We are the biggest club in England. And people are going, oh yeah, you know, we've sacked all these people. We're in massive debt. We're knocking Old Trafford down. We're not giving money to charity. But good old Ineos and Sir Jim Ratcliffe, because he's bought Cunha and Mbeumo, and he might get Gyökeres. Oh, worldy. Absolutely brilliant. We're Manchester United, for fuck's sake. We're not Everton buying Cunha and Mbeumo. We're Manchester United. Like, this is absolutely exactly what should be happening. The club's on its arse. Todd Boehly would spend £2 billion. We'll be lucky if we spend £300 million. So I'm happy with what we're doing, but let's not start building fucking statues for people that are responsible for where we are. It happens every year. I've seen people say Murta Madness. I've seen people praise Ed Woodward. Like, it happens every year. We buy a couple of good players and it's like, oh yeah, Sir Jim's amazing. Do some bloody research. They're not good for the football club. They're doing what anybody would do. Because if we don't do this, we will get relegated. It's as simple as that. These signings are not spin. These signings are obvious. They have to be done. They're good, but you'd do them. I'd do them. We have to do them. And we should be happy with them. And I'm excited by them. And I'm excited for Amrin because of them. And I'm excited that the players are coming. But I'm not going to praise Ineos for doing what they should do. It's like being starving and then praising the people who starved you for giving you a slice of bread. You know, we shouldn't be bloody starving in the first place. And that analogy is probably one of the best one I've ever done. And that's me saying that. Storybook Football, welcome to Members Club. Good morning, Mark. A year ago, Mainly would probably be priced at 80 million. How much can we expect now? Sadly, don't see a future for him at United, says Marlowe. Bocco says, Cunha, Mbeumo, Gyökeres and Bruno takes us into the top four. Then move Bruno and Casemiro for a more disciplined midfield to challenge next year. Can we agree deal now and sign July the 1st for next year's finances? Yes, we can. We can, Tony. Morning, Mark and the United Stan gang. Any Inanna news? Yes, Ross, we're going to talk about that in a moment. Hope we can sort out Cunha, Mbeumo and Gyökeres soon. I can relax more this summer, says SK. Thank you very much for that. I mean, just going back to, I want to talk about the goalkeeper. I want to talk about the goalkeeper. I want to talk about a couple of other things as well. I mean, look, I don't like predicting anything on the 7th of June, but if we get Gyökeres, we get a goalkeeper, and we get a midfielder, I would expect United to be fighting for the top six. If we don't get Gyökeres, I think we're fighting for top eight. There's a big difference there. If you're fighting for top six, you might get fifth and get in the Champions League. If you're fighting for top eight, you might finish eighth and not get anything. So I think that's what we're playing for. I mean, I don't want to hear anybody say top four as a prediction. I think it's like winning the bloody league when you've been in a relegation battle. It's a big, big way back. But going back to what Marlowe said about Mainoo, it's really interesting because I don't normally read stuff, but I got sent some stuff last night. So yesterday morning show, basically, we'd had some information from our source, who's been very good, that Amrin does want a midfielder, but to bring a midfielder in, the club would want him to generate funds, i.e. you've got to move somebody on to create the space for somebody to come in. And there was a few people online who didn't like the fact that Mainoo and Casemiro was mentioned, and mainly Mainoo. And started to lose it, going, making stuff up, fake news, this, that, and the other. Which is fine. It's water off a duck's back. People have problems with, that they're bitter and jealous or they don't like it that we get information or anything like that. The reality is, Manchester United are not in Europe next year. The reality is our midfield roster at the moment is Bruno, Casemiro, Ugarte, Mainoo, Collier. Five midfielders. And Mason Mount could play there as well, so six. We're only playing Premier League, Carabao Cup and FA Cup. That's a lot of players to rotate in two positions when Bruno plays every game. So you've got Ugarte, Casemiro, Mainoo, Collier playing for one position. Amrin wants a midfielder. To bring a midfielder in, he has to remove one of those. It's a financial thing. You get people going, well, I don't agree. Look at the financials. We can afford to buy a midfielder as well. But they're not listening, are they? Because they see something that they wish they had information about and go, it's not true. Look at the financials. We can buy a midfielder. Do you not know who runs this football club? We've got five midfielders for two positions, and one of those midfielders will play every game. His name's Bruno Fernandes. So you've got Casemiro on 300k a week. You've got Ugarte. You've got Mainoo who wants a new contract. You've got Collier. And then you're going to buy another one. The club are basically saying to Amrin, you can have another midfielder, but you've got to get rid of a couple of those four that you've also got because we can't pay wages for another midfielder that you don't actually need or sit two or three players on the bench that you don't need. So it still stands true. If Man United are going to get a midfielder, which Amrin wants, then it's highly likely that Casemiro, Mainoo, Collier or Ugarte, or two of them even, need moving on. Because we don't need six midfielders for two positions when Bruno will play every week. And also, we can't afford to do that. So that will still happen if we're going to get a midfielder. I don't know what that midfielder is going to be at the moment. I don't even know if it's going to happen at the moment. But midfield is still a priority, and I agree with everybody about that. Do I think Mainoo will go? I've always said I don't think Mainoo will go. I don't know why we get associated with information we've got. Remember, 2 months ago, I said Delap's the priority for Manchester United and they're very confident they're going to get him. I never bloody wanted Delap. Never wanted Delap. Why would I make that up? Why would we make a story up about a player that I don't actually want? Why would you make a story up about Mainoo potentially leaving or Casemiro leaving when I don't want Mainoo to go? I don't think Mainoo's going anywhere. I personally think Mainoo's going to be like a new signing when he signs a new contract. And maybe we will give Mainoo a new contract and not sign a midfielder. Maybe that's what we'll do. But I don't think Mainoo's going anywhere. I think he's a fantastically talented player that should be staying at Manchester United. I think he's got the right attitude. Obviously, some people don't think Garnacho has. I think Mainoo should be staying at Manchester United. But my biggest concern is I don't know where he's going to fit into the team. I really don't know. I think it's really hard to get in the United team if you are someone like Mainoo or Collier right now, because I just don't see the pathway to the first team. And it's weird because last year he was such a good player. But I don't think he wants to go. I don't think United want him to go. Obviously, the contract's going to take a bit of time, but that could get resolved in the new season when he starts playing and plays well, and then he'll get the contract, won't he? So I don't think he will go. But if we want to bring a midfielder in, which Amrin does, and you can understand that, then you've got to create a space. It's as simple as that. With regards to the goalkeeper, look, don't hold me to this, but there is confidence that a goalkeeper is going to come in and replace Onana. Big confidence. Obviously, we spoke about this in the March international break that Amrin wanted Onana gone. I wanted his own guy in. That's not changed. We have been linked to people like Martinez and Milinkovic-Savic from Torino. I've been told I wouldn't be surprised if it's neither of those goalkeepers and it was something a little bit more left field. But the issue they've got at the moment is that Onana is very much like needs to be pushed out of the club. And United are not really in a position to push him out of the club because they would need a goalkeeper in to make it obvious. So it's a little bit of a stalemate at the moment. But United's plan is from the very top to the very bottom, which means from Sir Jim all the way through Berarda, Wilcox, down to Amrin, they do want to make this change. Jason Wilcox is apparently a very big advocate of this change. Maybe it's because he's played the game. But, you know, there is a total and utter unity that Amrin needs a goalkeeper that is his goalkeeper. But it is problematic. And I think I was reading the Swedish Rumble stuff about United's finances, and we do struggle to sell players. And the reason we struggle to sell players is because we give them silly wages and we pay silly transfer fees, and it empowers them and it makes us weak. And the bottom line is, and Arne's only been here 2 years, he could easily say, I'm not going anywhere unless you pay me a massive amount of money. So it's not easy to do the Onana deal quick. Like, it is for Garnacho, it is for Rashford, because they want to be playing so that they can play for their national teams in the World Cup. But Onana, it's just a little bit different. Like, he's not in a rush to go anywhere. So I believe we will get a goalkeeper, but I think we might need to be a little bit patient with it. And it might not be a bad thing. It might not be a bad thing, because I think having Cunha and Bermo, a striker, a midfielder, as quick as possible is essential, because it's systematic. It's like, you're in the team, how do we work together? Let's do it in pre-season. Let's do it on the tour. You know, it's really, really important. But if you go on the tour with Onana, it doesn't really matter if you then sell him in early August and bring a new goalkeeper in. It's less impactive. So I think we will get a goalkeeper, because the indication out of the club is that this is a very important area. But I actually sympathise with the club. The fact that nobody in that football club actually bought Onana. Nobody's there. Ten Hag's not here anymore. Mertens not here anymore. Arnold's not here anymore. Nobody's here that bought Onana. And from top to bottom, they want to move him on for the right reasons. But it's a difficult deal to do when 2 years ago you spent 50 million quid on him. I don't know what he earns in wages as well. So it's a difficult deal to do. And that's probably why we're focusing. I mean, look, there's a lot to criticise Manchester United about, and we know that, but you can't criticise them for doing what they're doing here. We need certain players in, like Cunha and Bermo, hopefully Jokeres. It's right that you're doing those deals before the goalkeeper, because the goalkeeping position is a really difficult one. Who do I think it will be? I've got a funny feeling, and this is just hunch talk here. I've got a funny feeling it'll be somebody you're not expecting in goal. I don't think it'll be Emi Martinez. I mean, look, I didn't think we'd go for Mbeumo, so look, obviously this is just a hunch, but I don't know who Amrim likes as goalkeepers, so it's difficult to say. But look, if he liked if he liked someone like Douglas Costa, for example, then I wouldn't be surprised if it was him. I think we'll go for a goalkeeper that's it's not Douglas Costa, is it? What's his name? Costa Porto keeper. Remember Douglas Costa when we nearly bought Diego Costa, that's his name. I mean, there's been talk that he's going to Man City. Best goalkeeper in the Portuguese league last season. But it's gone very quiet with Man City. So I don't know what the situation with him is. He's only got 2 years left on his contract. 25. I'm sure he had a release clause. I'll have a look. €60 million. I'm sure somebody said to me about Costa a couple of months ago, you could get him for €35 million. But look, I'm not saying we're going to get Costa. What I'm saying is, I think the goalkeeper we get might be somebody that we're not talking about, which quite excites me. I don't think it will be Emi Martinez. Maybe it won't be Milinkovic-Savic. Maybe it'll be somebody a little bit out there. But I mean, look, the thing about Costa is, I know some people think he makes mistakes for Portugal, etc. But also, I think he's got a lot of experience. If I was a decent goalkeeper, I would want to come to Manchester United, because it's like we will instantly see a huge improvement if we bring a decent goalkeeper in. I mean, Onana's just not a decent goalkeeper. I almost feel like apologising. I think we all do. I mean, I was furious that we let David De Gea go. I thought it was disgusting the way that we treated him. And I think to this day, he still is owed an apology. Knowing factually what happened, I mean, I was told at the time, and people didn't want to listen, basically went on holiday, told he was getting a new contract, and while he was on holiday, they basically sacked him. It was the most cowardly way to get rid of a, you know, somebody that was a loyal servant to the club. And I think that it caused a huge problem in the dressing room. And that was partly one of the reasons United had a shit season, because Ten Hag lost a lot of trust treating him like that. You know, especially with the, like, you know, there's a few players that were very close to David De Gea who were very angry about how the club dealt with him. But admittedly, I did always say Onana, from what I'd seen of him, looked like a decent goalkeeper. And it wasn't just the Champions League final. But to be fair, even if it was just the Champions League final against Man City, his distribution was amazing. We'd never seen it again. Never seen it again. Yeah, Bruno was one of the players that was pissed off with it, yes. Very pissed off. So if we can bring a goalkeeper in that's decent, we will see a big improvement. And it's another area of the pitch. There's a lot of our fans at the moment, quite rightly, a lot of you as well, quite rightly, who are locked in on the excitement of a front three that can score goals. And that will make a massive difference. But you bring a goalkeeper in who can save shots, mate, you've just changed two massive areas of your team.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I think with United, you can break an Amorim system down into 6 areas. I think there's 6 areas in Ten Hag's team, and you can give it like a rank out of 3. 1, not good enough. 2, okay. 3, good to go. Goalkeeper, 1, not good enough. Fullbacks, I'd say maybe 2, it's okay, but it's not where it needs to be. Centre-backs, I'd almost say 3. I think that's one of the success stories of last season, is our 3 centre-back system worked quite well with the likes of De Ligt, Mazraoui, Maguire. Obviously, Heaven came in and did quite well. Yoro. We've got Martinez to come back. So I'd say that the centre-back area is quite good. Midfield, I'd say somewhere between 1 and 2. I know Felix's good enough, but it's okay, maybe. Number 10s, 1. Not good enough. And then striker, 1, not good enough. So there's 6 areas to Amorim's team. And strikers, 10s, midfield, goalkeeper are the areas where I'd say 1, not good enough. Centre-backs, I'm happy with. Full-backs can do better. You bring in Gyökeres, you improve your striking situation. You've got Cunha and Mbeumo, you improve your number 10 situation. You bring in a goalkeeper, you improve your goalkeeping situation. You bring in a midfielder, you improve your midfield situation. And let's not forget, 3 of those weak areas are down the spine as well. And I think that's what I'm looking about in this transfer window. It's not just about the names. I'm looking at the 6 areas of Amorim's team. Goalkeeper, centre-backs, wing-backs, midfield, 10s, striker. And if we want to go better next season, if we're 15th in the league because our goalkeeper, 10s, midfield, striker and wing-backs aren't good enough, then how do we move high up the league? Goalkeeper, 10s, striker. That makes a massive difference. Midfield as well makes a massive difference. I can live with the wing-backs if we sort out midfield, goalkeeper, 10s and striker, because it's the spine of the team. And when you look at United at the moment, we've very, very nearly took our 10s from a 1 out of 10 to 3 out of 10 with Cunha and Mbeumo. You get the striker, you do the same, you get the goalkeeper. It'd be a very big, big, big change for Man United to have that. to be honest, I prefer Gyökeres coming in this situation, because there is a possibility that we might have signed Delap with Champions League with us. Love your work, Mark, from India. Thank you, mate. I think we need to see that beautiful hotometer. I need to get the hotometer done, but obviously I've been in New York as well, so I will get that sorted. Emily Derry says, it's logical to get some of the easier jobs done before attempting more difficult ones. Stop things piling up, says Emily. Yeah, but look, how do you approach that? I mean, we've all probably worked and stuff. I actually try and get the difficult tasks out of the way first, because then you can enjoy the easier ones. But I think in a footballing sense, you're right. Don't you think we need a centre-back, Mark, says Daniel? I don't think we can do everything this summer. I mean, I'm not in charge of transfers or anything like that, but I don't think we can do everything this summer. And I would say I would go with a centre-back, definitely. Not sure Amrin might play Martinez in midfield, says Bran. Any truth into Stegen being available from Barcelona, says Pete Phillips? I don't know. I mean, it might be possible. Who else do you think we need to sign, says Daniel Faulkner? I think we've just been through that. Why do people want Rasmus to leave? Any striker we can buy can take pressure off him and he could be back to his best. Some of us don't have any patience. I don't think so. As I said before, Rasmus doesn't want to go. But I also think that if Amrin says he wants him to go and there's a good offer, I don't think he'd hang around. We do need two strikers. I think it sort of fits in with the Onana situation. It's not as easy as saying. I think one of the frustrations some people have is that it's just so easy to say sell this player, but we're bad at selling. We are bad at selling, and we're only 100 followers away. 100 followers away on X from a million. So if you've not given me a follow, links in the live chat or the video description. It's gone up by 300 while we've been live. So we're only 100 away from a million. Absolutely incredible, everybody. Just got a message about that. We're really bad at selling. So if you look at Rasmus, if he doesn't want to go, then how do you get him out? If Inanna doesn't want to go, how do you get them out? If Garnacho doesn't want to go, how do you get them out? If Sancho doesn't want to go, how do you get them out? The player has the power because the club gave him the contract. So look at Luke Shaw. We want you to go because you're always injured. Huh, I've got 3 years left on my contract at 200 grand a week. Your mum's on benefits, you know? So it's difficult to get players out unless they want to go. Look, McTominay wanted to go. People say we shouldn't have got rid of McTominay. McTominay loved Manchester United. If he didn't want to go, he wouldn't have gone. So the player needs to go. The player needs to want to go. And it's not always easy to do that. Shiny new toys makes fans forget, but last season was unforgivable. We were awful, says John, and that's not on the owners. No excuses. They let it fall apart. Danny Esther says, how much do you think we can generate if we sold properly this summer? We sold the players who need to be out, says Danny Esther. Look, I think there's a lot of stuff about United's financials that came out yesterday. A lot of strange stuff, a lot of weird stuff. I mean, I was reading something that some of the transfer fees that were reported last summer that we actually didn't get. Like, somebody was saying that we made 5 million from Wan-Bissaka and 15 million from McTominay. Well, they weren't the figures that were reported. So, and that's like, I've literally read that this morning. Apparently we made 5 million out of Wan-Bissaka. Well, that wasn't what was reported. Apparently we made 15 million from McTominay. That wasn't what was reported. So I don't really understand some of our financials, but the bottom line from our financials is that we have got money to spend. We have got to be careful to a certain extent, because next year, another year out of Europe, I think will cause us problems. But there's money there to be spent. I think that, as I said, I wouldn't get too locked up in what we can spend and what we can't spend. If you had someone like Todd Boehly in charge of this football club, he'd spend a billion. I don't know how he'd do it, but he would. So why would he do that? Because he wants Chelsea to be competitive and he wants Chelsea to win titles. We need to spend as much as we can, as quick as we can, because we haven't got the team. If I was Sir Jim Radcliffe, I'd be walking into the boardroom and saying, we need to buy as much as we can, as quick as we can, to get back where we need to be. And there's no other way back. You can sack people as much as you like. You can cut down on the canteen costs. But the reality is Man United need to spend as much as they can, as quick as they can. And how they facilitate that and how much risk they associate with that. Look, the better the player, the higher you finish up the league. It's as simple as that. You can't do this by cutting and scrimping and saving. We need to get the players in. And at the moment, we're looking at the right players. I'll admit that. Don't, as a club who come 15th place this season, how would you think United will able to prompt good level players like Mbeumo who wants low wages? I don't know what that means. Jokeres waiting for us, keeping his options open to Shane. Are we still in the market for a keeper? We spoke about that, Kai. Assuming we get three signings and Bruno plays in the midfield, what profile do we need next to Bruno? You know what you need next to Bruno? You know what? If you're going to play Bruno in a midfield too, you know what you need next to Bruno? Prime Kante. You need someone who can run everywhere forever, effectively, because whoever plays next to Bruno is going to have to do two shifts defensively. Or one of your centre-backs is going to have to step into the midfield. Because Bruno is many things, but he ain't a good defensive player. I think there is a way you can play Bruno in midfield. You set one, you know, Yoro or Martinez needs to step into the midfield. And the person next to him needs to be an absolute intensity beast, really, which we probably don't have. The closest we've got to it is Ugarte, who is still a good player. I still believe in Ugarte. Defence still needs work. We need better than Maguire. Expect Yoro to step up those as bees. I think we're all right for this season, though. That's what I'm saying. I can't understand how some fans expect a top four finish. We still have a long way to go next season and we haven't bought all of our targets. 42 points to top four is an astronomical jump. It's a 30-point jump, Nigel. I think you need 70 points to get into the top four, five. Seen any info on Vanderson at Monaco to look at, says SK. Not for a long time. PSG has set Donnarumma price to 40 million, according to reports. Why would they be selling Donnarumma, Spencer? Do you think taking shirt numbers off players to give to replacements would make players want to leave, says Glenn C. It might be a strong message. I remember we did it to Martial, didn't we? Scott Page, centre membership, thank you very much. Sam says, thanks for everything you do. Let's back this manager going into next season. Jokeres wins is at least 10 points next season. And Robert McCormack says, Jokeres being odds on with all of the bookies means they all expect it to happen. And he is the voice when it comes to betting odds. Look, the bookies can be wrong. But when the vast majority are saying that Victor Jokeres to Man United is odds on and everybody else is 3 or 5 to 1, that's like Robert says, that they expect it to happen. I hope it happens. I hope it happens. That's what I would say. I really do. Okay, brilliant stuff. Lewis says, we always look as if we're going for the top players, then end up with B or C options. We need to do business this year. If they do, is another story. Look, I think Jokeres would be a star option. If we don't get him, I don't know where we go. Because I think the option, I think Delap was plan B that ended up being plan A. And I'll never understand that. And I can't justify that. I don't understand the Delap thing because Jokeres should always been A, Delap B. But if we don't get Jokeres, we didn't get Delap, you are moving down to C, certainly. So that's the importance, you know. If I said to you, do you want the A-star striker or the C-star striker? And then you look at, you get the C-star striker, you've then got to, you've got to lower your expectations for what you think. Thank you everybody for watching this morning. Make sure you smash a like on the video and subscribe. And don't forget to give me a follow on X because there's a chance today it could hit 1 million. We are currently 40 followers away from 1 million, which is incredible. So thanks everyone who's been involved in that this morning. If you're not watching live, I'll drop the link in the live in the video description as well. In the comments. Kenzo says, I think we'll wait till January to sign a keeper. And can you remember Possibon? Did you rate him at United's carpet? I thought he was going to be a good player, but he got injured, didn't he? Got a bad knee injury. I don't think he did anything after that. Stay live till you hit 1 million, says Gems. It might not happen, though, because it's a different platform. 16 away. I'm going to do it now. Give us a follow on X. I don't really have anything else to talk about. I'm going to go and have a lem sip in a minute because I do feel a lot better, but I just feel a bit, you know. So there we go. Okay, I'm 10 away now. Give us a follow. Follow. I don't think, just on that last one from Kenzo, I don't think we'll wait till January to sign a goalkeeper because, remember, the AFCON is quite, I mean, that surprised me yesterday. The AFCON starts in mid-December. So we're going to start losing players from early December. And it's a big calendar in December. So Mazraoui, Onana, Mbeumo, Ahmad, all gone for a month in December is a lot, isn't it? A lot. But Nations League semi-final first half was really bad. Then saw Bruno start instructing players and suddenly Champions League winners started playing their worth, says Roosh. Right.
Oh, God.
Right, let me refresh this because people are saying we've hit a million. Okay. Okay. God, I'm choking here. Let me clear my throat. I've just refreshed it. A million is done on X. I mean, that is... I'm terrible at celebrating achievements. I always have been. I suppose that's a massive achievement, isn't it? I just want to, as per usual, you know, I'm standing on the shoulders of giants. It's because of you lot that these things happen. And, you know, it's just another tick in the box to what we've built, which is incredible. I'm very proud of it, and so should you be. We are a collective. We are a community. And I certainly don't, I'm not going to, you know, leave this room and start, you know, running around telling you how great I am. I'm fully aware and always have been fully aware of what we've built together from nothing to what it is because of what we've built together. And some of you will be new subscribing and following, and some of you will have been here for weeks, months, even years. So I just want to say a big thank you to all of you a lot. And it's nice to share another one of these big achievement moments. Obviously haters are going to hate. I would say to those haters, choose love, not hate. Because you're living a lie, and you know, you only get one shot at this. So you know, maybe look at the positives as to why people like this community instead of trying to, you know, make up lies and justify your own bitterness. Because you're living a lie, basically, and we're living the dream. Thanks everyone for watching. Take care. We will be back at 2 o'clock, and we've also got our 8 o'clock show tonight. But what a way to start the weekend. Incredible. Another big achievement for this community. You are the best. Thank you very much for watching, and I'll speak to you all in a bit.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.